It's 6 minutes past seven GMT. Welcome to Weekend from the BBC World Service with me, Julian Warrico. With me throughout the programme, Hannah Thomas-Uwase, a novelist and strategist based here in London, and Afzal Ashraf, an expert on defence, security and international relations at the University of Loughborough here in the UK. More from both of them in a moment. To President Trump, first of all, and his anger against the BBC, which shows no sign of abating. He says he will sue the corporation for up to $5 billion over a BBC documentary which misleadingly edited his comments before the Washington Capitol riots of January 2021. He told reporters the legal action would probably come next week and that he would be speaking to the British Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, about it before then. The BBC apologised to the President after admitting the edit gave the mistaken impression that he'd directly called for violent action. But it refused compensation, saying there was no basis for a defamation claim as the film wasn't distributed in the United States and it hadn't caused Mr. Trump harm. Bev Turner is a reporter for the GB News television network here in the UK. She asked Mr. Trump why he felt compelled to press ahead with the lawsuit.
How far will you push it? Because they haven't offered, our understanding is they've offered no money whatsoever. They've apologised in a letter, but they haven't offered you a penny in compensation. There was this figure of $1 billion that you may be pursuing.
I think I have an obligation to do it. I'm not looking to get into lawsuits, but I think I have an obligation to do it. This was so egregious. If you don't do it, you don't stop it from happening again with other people. I think you probably have an obligation. I'd like to find out why they did it, you know, so bad.
Yeah.
Who thinks like this? And I wonder if they've done it, we'll find this out. You know, the nice part about litigation is we'll find out how many times have they done it to other people. Maybe they did it to me quite a bit.
Well, many commentators expect Mr. Trump's legal action to be filed in the U.S. state of Florida. Our chief North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue, has been speaking to Howard Wasserman, a professor of law at Florida International University in Miami. The professor gave his assessment of what's required for a successful prosecution of defamation in the state.
You have to show that there were false statements of fact that were made of and concerning a particular person. And because the person at issue here is a public official or a public figure, the plaintiff also has to show that the statements were made with actual malice, which means with knowledge that they were false or essentially recklessness as to whether or not they were false.
So the bar is higher for people who have some sort of public profile.
Significantly. And that was and that's grounded in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that establishes the principle that speech on public debate is designed to be robust, wide open, and uninhibited, and that it occasionally includes caustic and harsh remarks about public figures and public officials.
On the question of jurisdiction, what are the issues that the president would have to establish to be successful here?
So there's a couple of things. One is he would have to show that the program was available and seen by people in the United States if he wants to show that he suffered any harm here. He needs to show that the BBC intentionally reached out to the United States. That could be satisfied in part by the fact that the speech was about him. And his activities in Washington, D.C., and that might be enough to get jurisdiction within the United States, even if it wasn't available for download. There's a separate question about whether or not the suit can be filed in Florida as opposed to Washington, D.C. The mere fact that the president is a citizen of Florida isn't enough. We also look to sort of what the speech was about. Your program, that is, was about events and activities and statements that Trump made in Washington, D.C. So it may be that even if it's properly in the United States, it needs to be in Washington, D.C. or maybe Virginia.
So why would he file here then?
Because he's home here, his lawyer's here. He thinks he has a, I assume the lawsuit will be in federal court here. And so he probably assumes that he has something of a home court advantage in the courts of Florida.
One of the BBC's defenses for this not being, there being no basis for a defamation claim, is that there was no harm caused because the president went on to win the election. Is that does that sound plausible?
Yeah. In order to prevail, he's going to have to show causation and damages. He's going to have to show that he suffered, that his reputation was injured, that there was some tangible injury based on that reputation, and it is traceable to this documentary. And given that he was reelected, he seems to be doing very well financially since he was reelected. I think it's going to be very hard to show that he lost money, to say nothing of $1 billion, from this one documentary that not a lot of people saw.
The $1 billion has got a lot of attention.
Does naturally
it have really any meaning in it?
No, none whatsoever. Lawyers put numbers like that in the demand letters or in their complaint, in part to be dramatic, in part because it gets a lot of media attention.
And if this went to if this went to court eventually, this would be a jury, would it?
If it got that far, most civil cases within the United States system don't actually make it to a jury. And so there are basically two veto points on a case before it gets to a jury. And one is a motion to dismiss, which is relatively early in the case, that looks to the complaint that is filed, just the introductory paper, to determine if we take everything in that paper as true, it is possible that he could win. And then the second stage is what's called summary judgment, which is after the parties have engaged in discovery, after they've taken depositions and there's been an exchange of information, to look at all of the evidence we have and see if there is any way that Trump could win the case. And if the answer is no at either of those two points, we'll never reach a jury.
Howard Wasserman, a professor of law at Florida International University in Miami, speaking to Gary O'Donohue.